The Escape the Matrix Health Show covers the world of exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, fact-finding, myth-busting, the latest clinical studies, fun facts, and news you can use are covered by your host, Dave Sherwin, fitness buff and owner of EscapeTheMatrix.com. Welcome your host, Dave.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I have back on the show, surprisingly, this is a show that if someone ever comes back, I think, wow, we must be doing a good job here. But I have talked Ken Marsh, who was on on episode 16, into coming back on the Escape the Matrix show to talk about hydration, which, as those of you who have been following us for very long know, we are big into hydration. It's the number one principle of Formula 7, our 7 principles for phenomenal health. So Ken, thank you so much for letting me trick you into coming back here on the Escape the Matrix show.
Dave, I say you're a master of trickery, but I'm going to say that I'm enjoying coming back. So thank you for the invitation again. I appreciate it.
Well, that other episode was so great. And for those of you that have not listened to it, episode 16 is our other episode with Ken Marsh on focus up, on effectiveness, on brain stimulation. It's an interesting episode. I highly recommend it. And today we're going to talk about hydration. And as I mentioned, hydration is possibly one of the most overlooked aspects of phenomenal health. Researchers tell us that up to 60% of Americans are in a constant state of dehydration, and that most people drink too many calories, and most people drink the wrong things. And so, Ken, we've got a population that's drinking the wrong stuff. They're not drinking enough water. They're in a constant state of dehydration. And you are probably as expert as anyone in this country on the subject, because you guys have been dealing with helping people be hydrated for how long? Tell us your history of this hydration thing that you have been doing.
Yeah, it's interesting. You're right. I guess I take for granted how many years our company has been in that field, but my goodness, we've been in the helping people stay better hydrated for over 20 years now. And it really all centers around a product we'll be talking about a little bit later here today on this podcast. But suffice it to say, the one thing I will start off our conversation with today, and this should be apparent to everybody, but it does surprise me actually how many times I'll have conversations with people about hydration, and this isn't as apparent as you would think, and that is there is no substitute for water. Your body runs on water. And while I have a lot of people that will suddenly argue, well, water's in this beverage or that beverage or this beverage that I drink, the reality is your body needs pure water, and it probably needs a lot more than most people believe it needs. And I know you're also in tune with that, Dave, but that is definitely, if you take home anything from today's message, I think that's the most important thing, is that you probably are in need of more pure water in your body than what your body's currently getting today. I'm almost sure of that, just based on statistical data that we've seen over the last 20 years as a company that specializes in helping people get hydrated.
It's such an interesting topic because, like you mentioned, a lot of people, if they're drinking throughout the day, and especially if they know that what they're drinking has a base of water, it's hard to imagine how they could be dehydrated. For example, Coca-Cola. Let's pick on Coca-Cola for a minute. So if you drink a Coca-Cola, which is mostly water, right, you actually are getting dehydrated. Coca-Cola is a diuretic. Coffee is a diuretic. And diuretic means it is dehydrating your body. That's a very difficult thing to wrap our heads around. But it is the truth. It is the truth that when we take water and add the wrong things to it, we actually are defeating the purpose of hydrating our bodies. Am I correct in that?
You're spot on, Dave, because that is the problem that we have as a society. Because let's face it, water is not sexy. It's not popular in terms of, nobody goes, oh, unless they are health conscious. Most people don't go, oh, I can't wait to get a bottle of water. A lot of people say, hey, I can't wait to get a coffee, I can't wait to get a soda, or an energy drink, or a beer, a wine, whatever it is. But you're right. You need more people, unfortunately, reach for those than they ever reach for just a good bottle or glass of pure water. And it's sad because, I'll put it this way. This will hopefully help put in perspective for all of us listening to this today. And that is this. If you think about what your body needs for just survival, think about what were the top two or three things that your body needs just to survive on a daily basis. Hopefully, if you're thinking about this at all, the first thing that popped into your mind is air. Obviously, if you're not convinced, hold your breath. See how long that takes for you to have to take another one. Air, pretty important. But guess what? Right underneath oxygen, basically, is water. But yet, isn't it amazing, Dave? I mean, so many people, well, maybe subconsciously they understand and know that, will choose most other beverages other than water, or justify because, like you were saying, it's got water. I'm getting the fluids I need. And it's funny, even the medical industry, this is what baffles me sometimes. And some of our health conscious folks who are tuned into this podcast will definitely relate to this. You'll hear sometimes doctors say, well, you need to get more fluids. But sadly, it's never you need to get more water, or hardly ever you need to get more water. It's just fluids. So it's almost as if even the medical industry will send somebody home with this idea that they're dehydrated, they need more fluids. But if that fluid is coffee, or like you said, soda, or anything like that, we're actually defeating the purpose of the idea of getting more fluids, the hydration factor. So it seems like a simple concept, but it is such an important distinction, and one that when people really understand and wrap their heads around it, that, yeah, I need pure water, and it can't be, tainted with a bunch of sugar or other things in it. It needs to be, ready to hydrate the body. That's when they start to go, oh, now I get it. And it usually results in people starting to feel better just because they're getting more of what the body runs on, that fuel we call water.
Yeah, I agree. Well said. And boy, the difference between recommending someone take fluids and water is a surprising thing. I've never really thought about that before. That's a really great point. But we do teach people water. We're very specific about it. There's a whole chapter in my book about it. We teach specifically that a person ought to have half their body weight in ounces of water, not including what they drink during exercise. During exercise, you're just replacing what you're using up. And so outside of exercise, if you're a 150-pound person, you ought to be drinking about 75 ounces of water per day. And Ken, first of all, any argument about that, anything you would teach differently or add to that simple idea?
No, again, I think that advice, and that is the same type of advice that we echo when we're educating, folks who are talking with us about this important topic. We're saying, hey, exactly like you said, Dave, take that body weight, divide it in half, convert it to ounces. But you made a very important distinction I don't want anybody to lose here, and that is, that's assuming you're just doing normal day-to-day stuff. If you're engaged in physical activity where you're losing more fluids via perspiration, or you're just in general more physically active, you would probably need more water. In fact, if you're in an environment where, the temperatures are high, if you're outside a lot in, heat or summer type weather, you're going to need more fluids. I mean, so we're talking about what typically the body needs to run on just for day-to-day usage. But if your body is in demand or needing more water, you definitely have to be conscious about that. And part of the challenge, and I think this is really where we're going to get to the meat of our conversation today, Dave, is we can drink water, but the most important question about that water is that water hydrating us at the cellular level? Because there's probably a lot of people listening to this call right now, and this podcast that we're on, saying, I drink a lot of water, but I sometimes just still feel like I'm not hydrated, or I've actually been told I'm dehydrated, even though I drink a lot of water. And that is part of the magic, if you will, of hydration. It's not just consuming the water, but is that water actually getting utilized by the body? Is it being absorbed and utilized by the cells? And that level of cellular hydration, that can be a big difference in somebody's health profile. It could be a big difference in how they perform each and every day. It's just interesting. So there is a distinction there about, not just are you drinking water, but, what is the quality of the water as an example that you're drinking, and is it in fact getting into the body? So Dave, I know you and I've had multiple conversations about this topic of, you know, what do you choose for water quality, right? I don't know about you, but I'm not the first guy to run to my tap and fill a glass.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, that's a very simple principle. Is start with the highest quality water that you can, right? So, and good quality water is not that hard to get. I don't think that you have to spend an arm and a leg on it. I think that just avoiding tap water, for example, in our office, probably like you can, we have a water cooler with water that's purified that we drink, and that's a huge step up from tap water. So I'm not sure how carried away a person has to get with the source water, other than, you know, I'm not a huge fan of drinking chlorine, so I like to at least have the chlorine removed from my water. And then, you know, we talk about what you guys have developed. You guys got a very cool technology called Extreme Water that makes a huge difference, and we'll get to that in just a minute. But to me, I know some people out there might argue and say, oh, no, that water from your water cooler, you know, in those blue bottles, that's not that great. Well, you know, we can make health and wellness so difficult that then people just go back to whatever was the easy thing they were doing before. So for me, you know, starting with just good old purified water that's non-chlorinated and that's not that expensive, I think we can keep it that simple. Do you have any thoughts on that or any ideas on anything better than what I just said?
No, you know, I agree with you, Dave, because here's the thing. You know, if I'm in a situation where I have a choice between drinking tap water or purified water, my goodness, just knowing all the potential stuff that ends up in tap water these days, obviously it makes sense to pick a purified form of water. But I'm in complete agreement with you. You don't need to be, you know, uber analytical about, well, you know, what was the exact purification method and, you know, what type of filters were used and all those things. I mean, you're right. We can dive so deep into something that we overlook the most important message here, and that is, hey, let's – it's kind of like – I guess I look at it this way. If the fuel for the body is water, which, by the way, of course it is, let's put the purest fuel we can in the body. So, hey, but if we need fuel and the only thing that we can access at the moment is tap water, well, guess what? That's still fuel. Maybe it's not the purest fuel, but it's still fuel. And so you're absolutely right. I mean, I agree. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in the minutiae, the health message, that we can sometimes lose the message itself. And the message is definitely getting water as a primary choice on a daily basis, but also, you know, getting your hands, if you can, on a pure source. And then, of course, if we can make that water even better, which is the topic of our call today, then that makes that water almost, you know, like a super nutrient for the body.
Yeah, and this is a good point to jump into that. My brother-in-law, he hates water. He literally doesn't like to drink water. He knows he should. He's an athlete, plays volleyball. He's very competitive. And yet he always drinks something with flavor or something out of a can, or at least he used to. I'll get to that in a minute. What he found is when he just drank water, it just sat in his stomach. He described it to me like, Dave, I can't drink water. It sits in my stomach like a rock. It makes me uncomfortable. I feel like I don't even digest it. Just, you know, not long after, I just got to go pee. I just go pee it out. I feel like the water isn't even doing me any good. And so I took and gave him some of your extreme water, which we're about to talk about, and I'm very excited to have you explain that to people, especially those of you that are listening right now that are nodding your heads with my brother-in-law. You just don't like drinking water for one reason or another. So we gave him some of this product we're about to talk about. He put it in his water bottle, shook it up, drank it, and for the first time in his life, he's like, oh, I don't have that feeling. And not only that, he didn't have to run and pee shortly after. In other words, his body absorbed and used the water. So Ken, that was a really fascinating thing. By the way, that story, that's going back probably 7 years, and he's been a user of extreme water ever since. And I'm sure many other people have as well. So what in the world did you guys do to create a product that makes water better? Right? We're talking about one of the most foundational, simple elements on the planet. And you guys found a way to make water better.
It is kind of crazy, right? The notion of taking something so elemental and somehow making it better. But there is a way to do that. And while I'd love to tell you that we have some amazing way to do that in some manufacturing lab someplace, the truth is we don't. It's hard to improve on Mother Nature. But we do know that the majority of our society is definitely dehydrated and needs to get more water, not only in the body itself, but into the cells, like we talked about, get that additional hydration. But how do you do that? Well, if we could go way, way, way back in time, long before we had the environmental issues and challenges on this planet that we have today, if we were to look at water in those early times on this planet, that water was pure, it was fresh, but it was infused with wonderful trace minerals that were just naturally occurring in the water. Unfortunately, a lot of those days are long gone, but the good news is we as a company discovered a very unique, very pristine source of minerals that exist so far that we can find only one place on this planet. But what's interesting about this mineral source is that when it is packaged and put into water, it has the ability to transform water's function in the body. And while that sounds a little overly scientific, let me kind of just make it a little bit simpler. Imagine if we could turn the hands of time back a little bit and have this pure, pristine water flowing with these abundant trace minerals that are so important to our bodies, to our health and well-being. If they were present in the water that we were drinking today, the reason for our product, which we call X2O, the reason for that product would not exist because we'd have the water we need. But because when we reach for water today, if we reach for that tap water, Dave, the problem we're going to run into is there's a lot of unknowns in that tap water. There's a lot of things that unfortunately are allowed to be in our tap water that if we had the choice, we probably wouldn't knowingly or at least consciously put in our body. But that's just the nature of tap water. But the other challenge exists is when we go to reach for that purified water, that bottled water. And again, better choice because it's going to be devoid of many of the contaminants that unfortunately show up in our tap water. But the problem is most of the time it's devoid of everything, meaning that that water is almost like dead water. And that's really a definition that you know, we as a company have talked about for the last 20 years, is that the purified waters, while they're certainly a great choice, they're also kind of dead waters because the way water was originally on this planet, you know, a long time ago, it was infused with these minerals, these trace minerals that the body absolutely counts on and needs. And so what we're doing is we're encouraging people when they reach for that purified bottle of water or even the tap water, put in this simple little mineral packet into your water and just allow that water to be transformed with the minerals that are inside. So we've got a little mineral packet that is again harvested in this very pristine place on the planet, and it's virtually an untouched mineral deposit area. I mean, it's in an area of the planet where we're not worried about contamination problems and things of that nature. So we're basically packaging up what our creator put on this planet, putting it into a little convenient sachet. It might for some people look like a small tea bag, where you're literally just tossing it into your water, mixing it up or stirring it up, letting it sit for just a few minutes to transform that water, and it creates a very magical process. I don't know if that's the right word, but it really creates this transformation, if you will, of that water into something that becomes a whole lot more beneficial to the body. And it really is going to do three main things. There's three key areas where this little mineral packet is going to transform the water. And the first area is it's going to help the body get better hydration. How is it going to do that? Well, when added to the water, it's going to help allow the water molecules to be more structured and smaller in size so that when we're consuming that water, we're able to get the water into the body more efficiently, but we're also able to get into the cells more effectively. If you can think about water coming into the body and trying to pass into and out of your cells, if that water is easier or smaller in its makeup to get in and out of those cell walls, then by nature, we're going to create additional hydration in the body. The second thing it's going to do is it's going to infuse that water with a lot of these beautiful, pure trace minerals. And because they're being infused in the water, they're being infused in what we call an ionic form. And it means that instead of like eating food or eating vegetables, an example, where you're going to eat, it's going to need to be broken down and digested so the body can extract those minerals. These minerals are going to be free flowing in the water. They're going to be in a very tiny, very ionic form that's going to be easy for the body to grab onto and use. And these are very unique but very specialized trace minerals. In fact, the trace minerals that will be found in this mineral packet actually have a very similar makeup to the mineral content of our own human bone. So it's imagine that you start to put in minerals into the body that resemble the key structure of the body readily accepts and likes to use those types of minerals. So, and then the third thing that we're going to notice when we add this little mineral packet to the water is we're going to create what we call alkalinity in the water. And I know we're going to dive a little bit deeper in that, but suffice it to say that if you are trying to live healthier and you're trying to avoid disease and illness, the more often we can keep our bodies in a slightly alkaline state, the much better chance we're going to have at being healthy long term and not succumbing to maybe some illnesses that an acidic body would be, you know, susceptible to. And so when we can create an alkalinity profile in the water and create something that's very alkaline to the body, we can help offset so much of the acidity that can be very damaging to our health that our bodies encounter, whether it be from stress or poor diet choices or poor beverage choices. There's a lot of things that trigger this acidic response in the body. So if we can give the body something that can balance that out via giving it something very alkaline, we create a much better opportunity for the body to enjoy health on a much more regular basis. So that's kind of in a nutshell, Dave, you know, what this little mineral packet's going to do, this extreme water, as we call it, is it's really going to transform whatever source of water, ideally a purified form of water would be your first choice, but if not, even like a tap water, and it's going to give it an opportunity to be a much better source of health benefits to your body.
Okay, so let's unpack those three things. Item number one, do I understand correctly that what you're talking about there is surface tension, that it's breaking down the surface tension of that water so that it's more absorbable by the body? Is this what my brother-in-law is experiencing, is that when he drinks the extreme water, it doesn't just sit in his stomach, but it gets absorbed into his body because of point number one? And is point number one breaking the surface tension, or is it something else?
You're absolutely right. That getting a little bit more specific on a scientific level, that's exactly what's happening. We're lowering what they call the dyne, or the surface tension of the water, which again allows it to be more easily absorbed. And what's interesting, this is a good, I would call it a layman's way of determining whether or not the water you're drinking currently is getting absorbed into the body. And this is one that most people relate to. It's interesting, when I do meet people who are self-proclaimed water drinkers, I'll ask them this question. I'll say, listen, have you ever had that experience where you'll drink, you know, a bottle of water, and usually they're drinking purified water if they're health conscious, and, you know, you drink it maybe relatively fast, and you can actually feel the water sloshing around in your stomach? And most people nod their head and smile and say, of course, yeah, I've experienced that on a regular basis. I drink a lot of water. Well, I said, that's a sign that you're probably not getting the absorption, or certainly not as quickly as you could or should, because if it's still sitting in your stomach, that's not a great sign. It means that the water's not being absorbed. But yet, it's interesting, I'll ask those same people the question after they've added the mineral packet to their water, and they'll say, wow, you're right, I don't have that sloshing feeling anymore. I've noticed that that doesn't exist. It's not a problem. It's not an issue. Again, kind of a very simple but easy way to kind of show that absorption factor that we're talking about.
Outstanding. Well, let's move to point number two then. Number two is trace minerals. Now, we as a company consider ourselves kind of expert in trace minerals. X2O is our third, it's one of three trace mineral supplements that we have. We have one of the best-selling trace mineral supplements on Amazon called Mimi's Miracle Minerals. And that's from a different source than what you're doing with the extreme water. It's based on a product called fulvic acid, which is a different way of getting trace minerals. We then have a product from the Himalayas called Shilajit, which is a very interesting product that's highly sought after by people who are interested in Ayurvedic medicine. And it also, while it's another form altogether than the Mimi's Miracle Minerals. It comes in a tarry format that people put in their water and wait for it to dissolve and then drink it. And then X2O, which, as you described, is a sachet style. And so we're big into trace minerals. I mean, we understand the importance of them. We offer them in multiple formats on our website. And so this is something that's near and dear to my heart and makes a big difference for people. Many people don't realize they're mineral deficient. But more than that, a lot of people don't understand minerals really at all. And so before I jump into the X2O and its use of trace minerals, which you've already described a little bit, I want you to talk about the difference between trace minerals and minerals. And I've had other experts on this show already answer this question, but the more we can talk about it, I think the better. And you might have a slightly different angle than we've heard before. And so, you know, this is a hard thing for people to wrap their heads around. And let me maybe do this through an example. Calcium is a mineral, and many people take a calcium supplement, and it can be a fairly large honkin' pill or maybe two smaller pills that they take every single day, and not trace, right? This is a big pill. But then calcium comes as a trace mineral. It's part of what you're talking about, but the whole sachet is about the size of a large calcium pill. And so it's difficult for people to understand the difference. Or to think, well, geez, why would I take these trace minerals, which just sounds like, hey, they're just small. Like, so if they're small, they're probably meaningless. I'd rather take this big honking pill where I feel like I'm really getting something. So hopefully the question, the way I gave it was probably kind of awkward, Ken, so work with me on this. But hopefully you can see the point I'm getting at. you know, explain to people why this is important.
I will. And I'm going to take one 10-second step backwards for a second. So we started this call off, I talked about, if you thought about what are the most critical things that the body needs for day-to-day just plain old survival. You definitely identified that oxygen or air was one. Water, we definitely, I think, would all agree is two. What a lot of people don't realize, David, and it underscores what you're saying and why your company is so focused on this, is minerals is that third tier. We will, as human beings, not survive very long if we are highly mineral deficient. Our bodies need those minerals to run on. We can't manufacture those minerals. They have to come from outside sources. You know, we all know, as an example, if you spend some time out in the sun, your body can manufacture some vitamin D. That's great. But guess what? Our bodies cannot manufacture minerals. If we are mineral deficient, we are in big trouble in terms of our health and well-being. So getting a good source of trace minerals into your body is so important for long-term health. And it's the difference, like you said, Dave, it's the trace part of it that is so important because, you know, it's interesting. There's so many studies, and this is going to be probably common knowledge for some of our more health-conscious folks listening in, but if you're taking, like, one of those big calcium tablets, as you kind of illustrated, what is the absorbability of that? In other words, how much of that is really getting into the body? And is the form of that calcium in that example, is it one that the body can break down and effectively use? And that's where the difference really lies, is that if we're getting trace minerals into the body, especially in a form where the body doesn't have to go through a digestive process to break, say, a capsule or a tablet down, but instead we can actually get it in a trace form that is usable, I mean, like now for the body, that the body can take and uptake, we're not wasting any potential of those minerals, so to speak. So you're right. I think for some people who may look at it and go, well, trace, it's a tiny amount. How effective can it really be? Well, the reality is it can be super effective because if the body doesn't have to go through a great amount of effort or maybe in some cases almost no effort at all to uptake and utilize those minerals get put to use by the body quickly and effectively. And that's the difference. It's reality because, again, so many people, like you said, Dave, are mineral deficient, and they'll say to their doctor, hey, well, I'm taking a multivitamin, or I'm taking those big old, you know, horse pill, you know, calcium tablets that I was told to take, but still end up mineral deficient. That is, in my opinion, where the difference is. And I'm sure we could go deep into the more science on it, but that really, for most folks trying to figure out the difference, that really is the difference. Any additional thoughts you have there, Dave?
No, that was great. Good answer to the question. I like it. I think we're ready to move on to point number three. And point number three is highly related to point number two, right? Getting the body alkaline.
It really is.
It is dependent on minerals. Talk to us about that. What does it mean? And maybe I'm going to set the stage a little bit more before you answer the question. This issue of alkalinity, our body depends on the right ratio between acidity and alkalinity. If I remember right, the blood needs to be at about 7.3. Is that right, Ken? On the scale,
it is, yep.
Right? Okay. So the scale, back to science school, right? The scale is 0 to 14, 0 being base or acidic, and 14 being highly alkaline. And either extreme can be quite harmful depending on the food that we're taking in. So we don't want anything too acidic, or we don't want anything too alkaline. And our body is very, very good at regulating and keeping the various systems at the right alkalinity. So the blood is at a certain alkalinity. The stomach is quite acid because, I mean, it by nature has acid, right? Acids in it to digest the food. And the different muscles and different parts of our body may run at different alkalinity, but keeping those correct is very, very important. And when we're eating a terrible diet, we're working directly against those systems, right? Typically, improper diet is acidic, and those foods that are very healthy, like, you know, spinach, is alkaline by nature. So that's kind of my background. You might want to correct some of that. I don't know. But typically, my background, meaning, you know, little backstory to the question, our job through eating and drinking correctly is to help the body as much as possible to maintain the correct alkalinity. And so talk to us then about water, right? And the difference between drinking regular water, even purified water, versus drinking extreme water, and how it's going to help us to be more alkaline. Because being alkaline is better, correct?
It is. It is. Alkaline, think of it this way. Alkaline equals oxygen, and oxygen equals good health. So if we're oxygen deficient in the body, that's going to lead to poor health. Alkalinity promotes higher oxygen levels in the body. That's one way it can help. But like you were saying, David, it's the mineral piece of it. So when we add those little X2O mineral packets to water, we're now infusing that water with all these beautiful trace minerals. And there's a heavy concentration of certain specific minerals in that mineral complex. But calcium, as an example, is one. Magnesium is another. Both of those very highly capable of creating a very alkaline situation within that water. So let's just look at it from a real-world example. So you were mentioning the pH scale from 0 to 14, and 7 in the middle is neutral. And, you know, you were spot on when you talked about the blood. The blood is designed to be ideally right around 7.3 on that pH scale for optimal health. And quite honestly, it's for survival. So think of it this way. When we do something that creates acidity or too much acidity in the body, our body will do everything it can to protect us and keep us alive by making sure that that does not alter that slightly alkaline pH of the blood. Because if it does, we're in big trouble. So the body's going to keep doing anything and everything it can, and it regulates the acid-alkaline balance in the body using minerals. So again, you can imagine if your body is bankrupt in those precious, important minerals, your body is definitely going to be doing extreme things to keep you alive and keep you surviving. So is it any wonder why, if people are mineral deficient, why they usually experience a tremendous amount of health issues over time? Because when the body starts to run out of mineral resources, if we're not putting the mineral resources back in, the body is basically scrounging around for anything and everything it can to protect you and keep you surviving and alive. I mean, so the reality is it's such an important topic. But when we do this in the water, we create this beautiful alkaline water. So I'll give you an example. Think about a soda as an example. Just take your typical cola, right? If we were to look at that on a pH scale is it acid? Is it alkaline? I think most of us listening in know it's an acidic beverage, right? Well, how acidic is it? Well, if you look at how it ranks on the pH scale, it usually comes in right around 2.5 on that pH scale, which means it's kind of in a logarithm. So this is where if you go back to your science classes in high school or college, you'll probably remember this. But that means that that soda is 100,000 times more acidic than something that would be neutral, say like water. So imagine consuming a soda that's 100,000 times more acidic than water. And imagine potentially the kind of havoc that wreaks on someone's body. But now multiply that times multiple sodas a day as an example, and you can start to see why so many people maybe start to have problems in their health when they're consuming a lot of acidic beverages. But yet you look at a product like the X2O that you're going to add into the water. When we take bottled water, typically, bottled water by its nature is slightly acidic. And the reason for that is because most bottled waters are completely devoid of and everything, including minerals. But remember, it's the minerals that can actually make that water beautifully alkaline, almost alive, if you will. So when we add the X2 to the water, now we're going to take that water from, say, probably 6.5 to 7 on the pH scale. We're going to raise that water to somewhere in the 9 to 10 range on the alkalinity scale. So now we're taking and creating something that can be potentially 100,000 times more alkaline than the standard of 7. So now imagine we're consuming water that's in that alkalinity state. We're now helping to give the body the boost with the trace minerals it definitely needs and is searching for. But now we're giving the body the nice alkalinity boost to offset the acidity from whether it be the beverages that we're choosing or whether it be the poor food choices we're making, and even things just like stress. I mean, if you're stressed, you're going to probably create some acidity in the body that is not ideal. If you're exercising a lot, we hear about lactic acid in the muscle buildup when you're exercising. Well, guess what? It's acid. We need to minimize that or help to offset that with something that's alkaline. And that's why, again, when you use the X2O in your water, you're going to find as you transfer this, transpose this water into this extreme water, that it has multiple benefits in the body because of the nature of how important hydration is, because of the nature of how important those trace minerals are, and because of how critical it is for the body to maintain that acid-alkaline balance. So for this one little mineral packet to be able to address so many foundational items for human health, it's quite amazing. But also, Dave, quite impressive as to, you know, the kinds of results it creates for people. And I know you know firsthand, you know, what I'm talking about, just the numbers of different positive results that people report by simply adding this little mineral packet into their water.
Yeah, absolutely. And what you said about, you know, the body scrounging for those minerals, if it can't get them through what we take in, it's scary. I mean, one study that I read said that this is one of the causes for osteoporosis, for example. The body doesn't get its minerals properly through digestion. And so what does it do? It starts pulling calcium from the bone. I mean, just the thought of that is scary. But this is how some of these diseases start, right? Is the body is doing whatever it can to get those minerals, and in some cases it has to pull them from what it already created in our, you know, in our past. And so this issue of mineralization is foundational. It does get more and more important as we age. I mean, it's important at all ages, but it gets more important as we get older because our body has trouble processing and digesting like it used to when we were younger. So excellent. I like the 3 points you've talked about with the extreme water. It is a cool product too. It's super easy to use. There's no flavor to it. It's a very quiet product. As a matter of fact, Ken, I remember years ago when I was first introduced to this product, I started using it and I got excited about it. I told a lot of people about it. And I'm trying to remember now who this was. It seems like it was my sister. It doesn't really matter. But someone in my family, I'd got them hooked on the X2O. They started using it. They loved it. But after a few months, they didn't reorder. And they called me up and they said, "Do you know, I took that product and I really, really liked it. And I kept on using it. And then as time went on, it just kind of got a little more inconvenient to remember to use it and everything like that. And then I ran out and I just thought, I'm not going to buy more of that product. And their health started to decline. It took them a few weeks of not using it before they thought, I don't feel as good. What am I doing differently that I don't feel as good? And boom, the light bulb went off. Like when I was taking the extreme water, I felt really good. And when I stopped, they could feel the difference. By the way, I found that to be true with health in general, right? Like some of the supplements that we take, we don't take them because, you know, we take it and the light bulb goes on and instantly we just feel like Superman or Superwoman. And then the next day we got to take it again and we feel like Superman or Superwoman. You know, X2O to me is one of these foundational supplements that when you take it all the time, it's just supporting your body. It's giving you what you need. It's a phenomenal product that's working at the very basic levels of health, hydration and mineralization and alkalinity, as you mentioned. And especially if you're already healthy, you may not notice a whole lot. It's one of these things that we have to do over time, consistently, for the long term. And with having a good supplementation and nutrition and exercise regimen, right, this all adds up to being healthy for the long term. And it may be quiet along the way. It may not be as dramatic as what my brother-in-law experienced, right? Not everyone is going to go from not being able to digest water to suddenly digesting water through taking, you know, a mineralized drink. But I think it's safe to say that everyone who is a long-term thinker, who develops a good solid supplement strategy and is eating well and exercising, will reap the benefits long-term of those things. And so to me, that's what X2O is all about. It may or may not be dramatic for a person, but that when they turn 70, they don't have osteoporosis. That's a big thing, right? That's a tougher sell to make in all this, Ken. When you and I are telling everyone about this passion that we both have for health and wellness, it's a harder sale to say to people, look, you ought to do these things so that one day you don't have osteoporosis, than to say, like with your other product, Focus Up, hey, if you take this product, you're going to feel something very quickly. You're going to be more effective. You're going to feel good. That's really cool because I feel it right now. Not all supplements are that way. So that was kind of a long little rant that I just did. But would you speak to that long-term, you know, effect of being mineralized, hydrated and alkaline to those people who maybe they're even using X2O, maybe they're using your product right now and thinking, well, you know, I don't feel a whole lot. I wonder if I should keep doing this. What do you say?
It's funny because we do live in that world today, don't we? I mean, we're an instant gratification society today. And that's just the nature of things. And I get it. I mean, that's the one thing, you know, even though the X2O is our company's number one selling product and has been for near 20 years now, you know, it is a silent product in some respects because, you know, it doesn't massively change the water in any way in terms of like taste. So, you know, when you put it in the water, like you were saying, Dave, it's not like you're going to notice some radical shift in how the water tastes. Although I will say this, a lot of people do report when they put it in the water, they'll say, hey, I don't know what it is, but the water just tastes fresher or cleaner. I've heard that a lot. Or they'll say, you know, the water just seems to go down a lot easier. What I think is probably the biggest compliment to that, even though it doesn't change the water, is like you said, with your family member, where we'll take people who are self-proclaimed non-water drinkers, and if we can just get them to put this little mineral packet in their water for at least a week, what we find more often than not is that person suddenly finds themselves attracted and wanting to drink more water. I'll give a quick personal testimony. I have a family member of mine. She has been drinking soda and coffee. Those are her two steady beverage choices for literally the last 30 years of her life. Rarely would water come across her lips unless she had to take some medication for some of the numerous health ailments that she was up against. And I remember just for a long period of time, just trying to just say, hey, give this a try. Trust me, this will work. I think you're going to find that water is more attractive to your body if you'll just put this in there and try it. And resisted. Anyway, long story short, she finally said, okay, I'll try it. And I said, just promise me you'll put one mineral packet a day in at least one regular size bottle of water a day. And just let me know how you're feeling. Let me know how it's, you know, working for you. And sure enough, about a week later, she says to me, she goes, what in the heck does this stuff do? She goes, because for the first time in my life, I'm craving water. And she goes, the thing that's fascinating me the most, she says, I've loved my Diet Pepsi for 30 years. She says, and now when I go to drink a Diet Pepsi, it tastes horrible to me. Hmm. And that was beautiful to hear because, as Dave, as you know, when you start giving the body the kind of nutrition, or in this case, the kind of water it really wants and needs, the body is so intuitive that it's going to start sending a message that, hey, other stuff is not as beneficial as this. So your body almost starts to crave more water, and in this case, starts to reject the stuff that you know or the body understands is not good for health. And so it's interesting how that works. But you're right. I mean, the beautiful thing about this product is, while it is somewhat silent, I guess, in that it doesn't have this radical change in the way you feel, what is interesting is the numbers of testimonies that we get on this product are fascinating. And the variety of testimonies that we get are fascinating. And they come in unsolicited, literally week in, week out. And while I certainly can't go too deep into that because we obviously don't want to be making unsubstantiated claims on this kind of a podcast, but the reality is anything that the body is in need of when it comes to hydration, minerals, and alkaline balance, when those are not present in the body, you will have a lot of health issues develop in various different areas because of that. But when you start to give the body better hydration, when we start to get a good amount of trace minerals to replenish those that are lost or maybe not being consumed through our diet or our supplementation patterns, and we start to get the body more balanced more often in that acid-alkaline scale, it's amazing what the body will start to correct. It's amazing what challenges start to dissipate that the body experiences, and they are all over the board because, again, this is just so foundational to human health, these three categories. So to me, this is like, I mean, I can think of probably a lot of valuable things I would trade in my life to make sure that I never ran out of this because, like you were saying, Dave, it's not that I feel radically different when I'm using this in my water, but I know on very selected times where I've been without this product, how much worse I start to feel and how much different I feel. And I'm, again, such a huge fan of this product. And for us as a company to see so many people in so many different countries around the world consistently using this product day in and day out, I can show you people that have used this product for over 15 years consistently, never missed an order of their product for this, not because we are great marketers. I don't think that's the case. I think it's because the product does such a great job for supporting their health and well-being.
Well, if my mother-in-law was here right now, she would tell you that a few years ago I introduced her to Extreme Water and she started taking it and it was the only dietary change she made that year, okay? I introduced her to the Extreme Water, she bought herself some, we got her one of your cool green water bottles and off she went. I didn't think much more about it. A year later, she called me up, she said, "You won't believe what happened today." I said, "What happened?" She said, I went for my osteoporosis checkup, and for the first time in years, my osteoporosis improved. She said, my doctor was shocked because it's gotten a little bit worse every single year, and the last year, it's gotten better. And she says, I'm convinced it's that Extreme Water. I said, really? She says, yeah, it's the only thing I changed. And she swears, and by the way, Ken, she won't drink water without it. She's now, how old is she? I think she's 76. And I think it was about 5 years ago she started taking the Extreme Water. She swears that it reversed her osteoporosis. And it's continued to get better. So phenomenal testimonial right there. Now, again, what you said, we can't prove that. And we're not trying to make claims or say that, hey, this is the cure for osteoporosis. I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you my mother-in-law's story, though. It's a profound story. And she certainly swears by it. And like you said, you have hundreds of those, and we won't dive into that other than to say, Ken, you've done a phenomenal job. It's an amazing product. You've done it for 20 years. I haven't seen anything like it. Maybe you can talk to that for a minute. I don't think there's anything like it on the planet, like what you guys have done. I mean, I don't see this for sale anywhere else. You guys seem to have cornered the market on this, you know, one of the coolest little underground health supplements going.
You know what? We really have. And part of that has to do with the relationship that we have with our supplier that helps us source this unique mineral complex. And that's a big part of it. But the other side of this is a lot of people just don't understand what we're talking about in this call today. So sadly, without a little education on a product like this, because of what we were just talking about, it's not going to have some immediate, like, wow, I feel radically different effect when you add it to your water. You know, the typical retail store shelf brand could not effectively, you know, get a product like this if they could even get it. I mean, obviously, like you said, we have a very exclusive and unique relationship to source this mineral complex. So it's interesting, though. But once people start using it, they find that they don't want to stop. And if they do stop, they find themselves coming back to it because they then realize what a difference it was making. One of the other things I love about it, Dave, and we talked a little bit about this on a previous podcast when we were talking about Focus Up, is this also really works for people in terms of convenience. Because, again, we're not creating this in a bottle and adding water or putting it in a can. We're offering you a little mineral packet that is so light and so easy and portable that you could literally stick it in your pants pocket, have six of them with you, take it anywhere you go. And as long as you have a source of water, again, bottled water, tap water, doesn't matter. As long as you have a source of water, you can add this mineral packet to the water and you can transform that water and have an instant health beverage wherever you go. So this convenience factor of it's just simple and easy to use. It's portable. The fact that it doesn't add taste to the water is actually a benefit because, again, everybody has unique taste buds and everybody has their own personal opinions on what flavors or things would taste good or bad to them. The reality is the fact that it doesn't necessarily change the taste of the water is one of the reasons why so many people can use it. And like I said, we're finding so many more people that will say that now they love water. This is actually what's allowed them to actually develop a liking and in many cases a craving for water, which is a healthy craving. You know, there's lots of cravings for all kinds of junk out there that we have. But what a great thing to develop if you actually develop a craving for just good, pure water in your body. And that's really what X2O does. And as you know, because you've got many, many people that are now using the product via your store, Escape the Matrix, super affordable. And that's the other magic part of this is, you know, if this was a super expensive product, unfortunately, that might put it out of reach for some people, even though they may have intentions of wanting to be healthier. But this has been so affordable. It's why we've had so many people across the world use this product day in and day out because it's something that also fits their budget in addition to their health goals.
And the way it's used is you put the sachet in how much water? 16, 24 ounces? What do you recommend for size of a bottle?
You know, the typical bottled water is exactly that size, 16 to 24 ounces. So if you were using, say, a bottled water, you would just simply take that bottled water, add this mineral packet right inside. The process is super simple. Put a cap back on that water, shake it up for 30 seconds, kind of get the water and the minerals all kind of sloshing together a little bit in that bottle. Set that bottle down. Just give it about 5 minutes. Just let it sit there for about 5 minutes and kind of let the water take on the transformation with the minerals being infused in there. And then just drink it and enjoy it. It's a really simple product. And literally within that 5 minute period, that is about all it would need to really have a significant transformation difference in the water. In fact, we've done testing where we've taken that bottle of water, that purified source of water, added that mineral packet of X2O to it, and you can literally see within a five-minute period the water go from, say, maybe like we were talking about on that pH scale, 6.5 to 7, and see it quickly rise to anywhere between 9 to 10 on that pH scale, and again, creating a very alkaline beverage very quickly. So it absolutely is a simple, easy-to-use product.
Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I was just kind of nodding my head in agreement, yeah.
here's what I'll say, Dave. If somebody's going to take advantage of using this product, there's not a wrong time to use it. There's not a good or bad time. It's basically any time they want to use it. It's not like an energy product where if they took it too late at night, it's going to keep them up. It's really a product they can use anytime, anywhere. And there's really no limit to it. I mean, you can't take necessarily too much of it because we know the body knows how to use the minerals. And if the body has excess minerals, it just excretes them. So it's not like there's any concern about it. Again, this is a very natural, creator-made product. It is not something that we're manufacturing in some supplement factory someplace. This is a very, very pure source of minerals.
Okay. And then to get the most out of it, they can drink that bottle down. And then I understand they can reuse the sachet. It may not be as powerful, but they'll still get, it'll still be better than if they didn't use it, right? So they can use a sachet twice, and then they ought to throw the sachet out and not mix a new sachet with an old sachet. Is that correct?
That is correct. You're right. So think of it this way. Imagine if you were going to have a hot cup of tea, right? You'd take that fresh tea bag, you'd put it in the cup, you'd pour a bunch of hot water into that cup, and you'd, of course, probably have a pretty strong cup of tea. Well, if you use that same tea bag over again, and you refilled your cup with more hot water, you're still going to have tea, but you're going to have much weaker tea. So the X2O mineral packets are going to be the exact same way. When you add it to water for the first time, it's going to be a very powerful alkaline mineral-infused beverage. Now you can refill it again using that same mineral packet, and you're still going to get health benefits, but obviously they would be a little bit weaker health benefits. And the reason you don't want to combine an old one with a new one is one of the powerful things that happens within the water when you add the X2O packet into the water is it creates what we call a lot of negative hydrogen electrons. And for those who don't like to get into the science stuff, just think of it this way. It creates a very, very potent antioxidant potential in the water. But the nature of those hydrogen electrons, when they're negative, they like to rebond and turn positive. So we always want to make sure that we use a fresh X2O mineral packet in a fresh bottle of water. We don't want to necessarily combine it with an old one because then we have competing hydrogen electrons in that water, and that would maybe render the new mineral packet less effective. So that's why we always want to make sure we discard the old one before we add a new one.
Funny story. I've got a customer that has been using the Extreme Water product for years. And what she did is she didn't like throwing out the sachets. She thought, these have got to still be useful. And she was a gardener. She was one of these people with a beautiful, garden. She was in an apartment. So she had this amazing garden on her balcony. And she had a water bottle. A watering can that she'd literally had for years. This thing was encrusted with layer upon layer of just junk because it just sat out on her balcony, you can imagine, right? Then she filled it with water, watered her plants, and this thing was just crusted. And she thought, well, these minerals have got to be good for my plants, so I'm going to throw my used ones into my watering can. So she starts throwing the used ones in her watering can, and she called me up one day, and she told me she'd been doing this, and she says, this is the most fascinating thing you've ever seen. She said, this watering can had years of sediment built up. It was literally thick with sediment. And I've been throwing my sachets in there, and now it's clean. All that sediment is gone, and I've got this shiny, beautiful interior like that watering can looked like when it was new. And to her, that was this huge testimonial that this was a cleansing product. She's like, if it's going to do it to all this old sediment in my can, what's it doing to cleanse my body? I don't know if you ever heard a story like that, but I just thought it was a fascinating little anecdotal story about these used sachets.
It is actually fascinating. I've not heard that exact story, but it doesn't surprise me because there's definitely a cleansing effect in the body when we get it properly hydrated and we get the proper mineral delivery. The cells can get rid of many times a lot of the stuff that they need to get rid of. And so it's interesting to hear it happen within that watering can. But what I do know, Dave, and this is kind of a fun little side note, is we actually have people who will take those used sachets and they will open up, they'll let them dry out, they'll open up the sachet, and they'll dump the remaining minerals into the soil of their plants or in their garden. And we'll actually occasionally get photos from people showing us, like, side-by-side plants, one that had the extra minerals added to the soil and the one that didn't. And, of course, you can imagine the one that's got the minerals, it's one of the, healthiest-looking plants you've ever seen, or, the size of vegetables that can result from that. So it's interesting. We do have people actually, instead of discarding it, well, you're right, use it.
Wow, that's really cool. Okay. I have another question for you. Focus up. Would you use Focus Up in the same bottle with X2O, or should you keep those separate?
You know, X2O is such a pure product, and it does such a great job when it's just left to do what it does in water. Combining other items with it, it wouldn't be my first choice. So I would say if somebody's using the Focus Up in their water, I would use that standalone of the X2O. Not that it necessarily is going to create a lot of challenge, but it, again, to give the X2O the best opportunity to do what it does in water, yeah, stay pure.
Okay, outstanding. Well, this has been phenomenal, Ken. I've kept you longer than I told you I was going to keep you for this podcast. I appreciate that. Before I let you go, though, I got to tell people who are listening that this information is presented as educational in nature. It's not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease. You can find this product at escapethematrix.com. Also, this is episode number 21 of the Escape the Matrix show, and there's a blog post on the blog. If you go to escapethematrix.com, click on the blog, and find episode 21, I will put a 15% off discount code at the bottom of this episode so that you could copy and paste that. If you'd like to try this product, you might as well get a little discount on it. Ken, hopefully that doesn't hurt your feelings that we're discounting your stuff, but we want people to try it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm thrilled, Dave, that you are out there helping us further that message of what X2O can do. Because, again, I can't imagine there's a man, woman, or child on the planet that can't benefit from this product.
Outstanding. Well, again, Ken Marsh, thank you so much for being on. I know you guys have a lot of other products as well, and you and I are going to have to talk offline because our customers absolutely love the two products that we are selling so far, the Focus Up and the X2O. Just amazing products, unique in the marketplace. And I love them. Our customers love them. So we appreciate you guys. Ken Marsh, thank you so much again for being on the Escape the Matrix show.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay, this is Dave Sherwin wishing you health and success.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Escape the Matrix show with your host, fitness buff, and owner of EscapeTheMatrix.com, Dave Sherwin. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit EscapeTheMatrix.com on Facebook and Twitter at Escape the Matrix. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And we'll catch you next time on the Escape the Matrix Health Show with Dave Sherwin.